It's quite all right. Is Mark in? Sorry, he's out to lunch. Can you tell him that Jane called and I'll meet him after work? Sure, I'll give him the message. Thanks a lot. He's on lunch break. Can I take your message? Is Mr. Morgan in? No, he isn't. He just stepped out. He's out on official business. Don't forget to tell him I called. No calls this morning? You've got a bunch of messages. I can't reach him. May I speak to Mr. Wilford? Who's calling, please? Bob Sullivan. What is it in regards to? Hold on a second. Would you like to continue to hold? No one's available right now. I'll be in touch. Someone's calling me. Gotta go. I have another call. Don't hang up on me. Where can I get a hold of you? You can contact me at this number. This is my card. Call me anytime. I'll give you a buzz around 6. I'll give you a ring. We've been getting a lot of obscene phone calls lately. He stays out all night. Chapter 29. Why didn't you write? There's mail for you. This letter doesn't say who it's from. I can tell it's junk mail even before I open it. She wrote me a Dear John letter. Did you receive the package on your end? Didn't you get my package yet? It's been over a month. Chances are it's lost in the mail. Chapter 30. We're some match. You and I will make a great team. Two heads are better than one. If we stick together, we'll all come out winners. It's in your best interest to cooperate here. I've got the horse, he's got the saddle. We're bound to cooperate. This is a seamless cooperation. We need someone who's a team player. They formed an alliance. We're on the same team. We're in the same boat. It's all or nothing. We all work together or not at all. One for all and all for one. Let's all stick together. United we stand, divided we fall. This is as far as I will go. Chapter 31. They say the best sauce is company. Friends are honest with each other. When you run with the wrong crowd, it always shows. You can't run with a skunk and smell like a rose. Those who lie down with dogs rise up with fleas. You can't fly with eagles when you hang with turkeys. A dog and a wolf can't go far. They fight like cats and dogs. You're judged by the company you keep. Birds of a feather flock together. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. I don't associate with lowlifes. I'm particular with whom I drink. I have friends in high places. Chapter 32. Let's get acquainted. Are you new in town? Don't be afraid. I don't bite. Mingle with the crowd. Think of me as your buddy. He offered me a handshake. Hey, buddy, do you have the time?
Don't buddy me.
My name isn't Buddy. Get lost. I'm not with you, and I'm not one of you.
Chapter 33. We're just acquaintances.
When we first met, we were all uncomfortable. We have a so-so relationship.
He acts like you're his kin.
He's too familiar.
I'm kin to nobody in this world.
Chapter 34.
She hangs out with her peer group.
He's like a kid brother to me.
We're buddies. We're pals.
We're like this.
We go back many years.
We grew up best friends.
We're buddy buddies.
We're blood brothers.
They're like Mutt and Jeff.
You're the only friend I've got.
I'm alone and friendless.
You're a great friend to have.
He's quite a pal.
He didn't desert me in my time of need.
That's what I call a friend.
I don't deserve a good friend like you.
Marlo is a true blue friend. We became intimate friends through thick and thin.
He works for us.
Chapter 35.
Money has come between us.
Don't burn all the bridges between us.
They have an on-again, off-again relationship.
I've lost track of a lot of my old school friends.
Chapter 36.
Kent is the black sheep of the family.
The rotten apple spoils the barrel.
Boy, your friends are a colorful bunch.
He's bad company.
He's poison.
Don't hang around with scumbags.
She's hanging with a sleaze bucket.
He's a skunk. Stay away from him.
He's a carrier.
He hung out with the wrong crowd.
Is that any way to treat a friend?
Some friend you are.
You're not much of a friend.
Chapter 37.
I thought I was your friend.
I'm not going down alone.
You're leaving me high and dry.
They double-crossed me.
They deceived me.
I trusted him, but he sold me out.
They turned me in.
He broke ranks.
He's an opportunist.
He has no true friends.
He's two-faced.
He's a fence straddler.
He's a double talker.
He's a backstabber.
You're a Benedict Arnold.
You're nothing but a bunch of Judases.
He knows which side his bread is buttered on.
I won't do anything behind your back.
Chapter 38.
Don't I know you?
Have you two met before?
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
May I have your name, please?
It's a privilege to meet you, sir.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Conway.
Likewise.
Meet my old lady.
Chapter 39.
I bumped into Andy last night.
What a nice surprise.
What a coincidence.
What an unexpected pleasure.
Fancy meeting you here.
What a small world.
Nice talking to you.
Chapter 40.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Not too bad.
I get by.
How's life treating you?
What's up?
Not much.
I haven't seen you in ages. Where have you been hiding?
What's new?
Nothing much. I'm still the same.
How was your weekend?
How are the kids?
Little rascals, as usual.
How's your old lady?
What's cooking?
Hi, handsome. How are you?
You haven't changed a bit.
You haven't changed at all.
You're looking great.
Chapter 41.
Sorry I have to cut you short.
Mr. Fisher, you're being paged.
Sorry, duty calls.
They're playing my song. I've got to go.
Please excuse me. I've got a business to run.
I need to freshen up.
I really can't wait. I'm pressed for time.
May I be excused?
I've got to go.
Chapter 42.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Don't misbehave.
Don't be rude.
It's called professional courtesy.
Mind your manners.
Allow me.
May I come in?
Ladies first.
Age before beauty.
Is it okay if I sit down?
What's the magic word?
Excuse me, you're in my way.
I'm sorry, I forgot my manners.
Sorry, I forgot where I was.
She's a gracious woman.
She's very cultured.
Chapter 43.
I don't like your negative attitude.
That's a rotten attitude.
What an attitude!
How obnoxious!
How rude!
He has no sense of social grace.
Roy is a little rough around the edges.
Don't you ever knock?
Where did you learn your manners?
Can't you be more friendly?
Can't you be a little nicer?
Do you have to be so mean?
Must you be so cold?
He sure is cheeky.
You're a very fresh kid.
Don't get smart with me.
I find his behavior distasteful.
Mary is very unladylike.
He's an uncouth oaf.
He's like a bull in a china shop.
Chapter 44.
Stop by any time.
My door is always open.
Drop in.
When are you free?
Don't be a stranger.
Be sure to join us.
Come, by all means.
I'll see.
Be there or be square.
Come, unless you're dead.
I won't take no for an answer.
You won't regret it.
It will be a night to remember.
Chapter 45.
Is everything in place?
They should be on the road by now.
Here we are.
Speak of the devil.
The gang's all here.
Chapter 46.
Who's at the door?
Is the lady the house in?
May I come in?
Looks like I have company.
Well, look what the wind brought in.
He's not alone. He brought company.
I just stopped by to say hello.
Just dropping in for a chat.
I wasn't expecting you.
They always come on such short notice.
Am I coming in at a bad time?
Knock first. Don't just barge in.
I'd like to pay him a visit.
He's worn out his welcome here.
Fish and visitors stink after 3 days.
He likes to pop in at times.
Chapter 47.
Come right in.
I'll lead the way.
Thank you for coming. Feel at home.
Just relax. We don't have to stand on ceremony.
Sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
Would you care for something to drink?
Can I get you anything to drink?
Let's be casual.
What would you like to drink?
I'm not picky. Anything will do.
How about some coffee?
I thought you'd never ask.
How about some iced tea?
That'll be fine, thanks.
Sit down and relax.
Tea or coffee?
Tea, please, if it's not too much bother.
Not at all.
Have you eaten?
Carol, you're just in time for dinner.
Why not join us for dinner?
Chapter 48. He was welcomed with wide open arms. They gave the red carpet treatment to the guest speaker.
Chapter 49.
Oh, it's you again.
Good riddance. I know when I'm not wanted.
Chapter 50.
I should go. I've taken up enough of your time.
I'd better be going. My husband's home.
Chapter 51.
I'll see you out.
My secretary will show you to the door.
Don't bother getting up.
We'll see ourselves out.
I'll see her home.
Chapter 52.
Stick around.
Stand by.
Can't stay the whole night.
Don't leave yet.
You can't possibly be leaving now.
It's too bad you have to go.
I'd rather you'd stay.
The night is still young.
We still have so much to talk about.
Relax and live a little.
Don't be so conservative.
Enjoy yourself.
Would you like to stay over?
What's the big hurry?
Stay for a little bit longer.
Your house will still be there tomorrow.
I'd love to stay another night.
But are you sure I'm not imposing?
I don't want to put you out. It's wrong of me to impose.
Can you put me up for the night?
Would it be too much bother?
Don't fuss. I'll sleep on the couch.
Chapter 53.
He's on his way over.
I'm on my way.
What's taking you so long?
I'm on my way.
I won't be long.
I'll be back shortly.
I'll be right back.
Chapter 54.
Let's round up everyone and go.
Get everything packed up.
Chapter 55.
Let's get started.
Where are you off to?
When do you leave?
Tomorrow at the latest.
He's still around.
Why are you still hanging around here?
Are we leaving this dump?
Is she gone yet?
Shh, not yet.
Why haven't you left yet?
What did you come back for?
She took off like a bird.
Chapter 56.
No loitering.
Keep out.
Tell him to take a walk.
Throw that bum out.
Get this bozo out of my office.
Get out and stay out.
Take the money and beat it.
Hit the road.
Release the hounds.
Okay, I'm going.
Scram.
Make tracks.
Go fly a kite.
Go home.
Chapter 57.
See you around. Catch you later.
Take it easy.
Be good.
Be a good boy, girl.
Behave yourself.
Stay out of trouble.
Wave to your parents.
It's been my pleasure.
It's been a real treat.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice evening.
When do we meet again?
I guess this is goodbye.
Keep in touch.
Drop me a line.
Send us a postcard.
Call me.
Don't forget to call.
Let's say goodbye here.
Wish you all the best, Justin.
I'll miss you all. You're like family to me.
My life would be empty without you.
We're proud to have known you.
Give my best to your dad.
Give her my love.
Have a nice trip.
He left without saying goodbye.
Saying goodbye is never easy.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
All good things must come to an end.
Chapter 58. It's hard to say.
Is your dad home from work yet?
I'm on my way home.
We'll be home before long.
We're home, safe and sound.
You're back early.
Did you have a rough day?
You're home early. Anything the matter?
East, west, home's best.
It's good to be back.
I'm home. What's for dinner?
He straggled home late last night.
Chapter 59.
I can't wait to see you.
Welcome home.
I can hardly recognize you.
I'll only be in town for a day or two.
I'm here for good.
Chapter 60.
Don't give me any grief.
Don't give me a hard time.
Don't be difficult.
Don't make my life miserable.
What's with him?
You okay?
I'm fine.
Did you get hurt?
I'm fine. Just some bruises.
Are you all right?
Is everything in order?
Everything's fine.
Thank you.